Blog Talk Radio.
Inner sight, Matter Glad Monday, and welcome to our program. Spent my day in the studio, and this show is dedicated to a day for Milton, which will be on May 19th, 11 to 2 at the Belport Brewing Company Hall at that 14 Station Road in Belport. And today I had the honor of meeting Michelle, the woman who owned the dog, the blind and partially deaf woman. And we had two shows, one with her, a solo, and one with her and her husband. Both beautiful shows, both talking about Milton and what he meant to her. And, you know, one of the things that really makes me mad is throughout this whole thing, the woman who killed Milton had a court hearing. But Michelle wasn't part of that hearing. You know, she was not allowed to testify or be there or express to the judge her grief, or, you know, her anguish, and so on and so forth. That's got to be a very, very difficult thing for somebody to do who loses part of them, because that's what a guide dog is. Part of the person. And that's why we're having a day for Milton, to try to explain that to people and get the message across. And my statement, which I made on one of the shows, that the United States Congress of America should declare a guide dog equal to a sighted person's eyes. That's what we need to be able to make agencies accountable who deal with the dogs and the people. So hopefully a day for Milton will raise enough awareness that something good will come out of it. All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And, you know, if you want to adopt an Akita, you need it just for a pet dog or a service dog, get the right one. Akitas, if they're right for the job, aim to please. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And go to the Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And check out the email. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friends Tom and Michelle, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. And you'll see a lot of signs of Milton over there. You'll see a lot of signs of Milton, the guide dog, in the hall, the brewing hall from the hall where we're going to hold the day for Milton, that is, Belport Brewing Hall. That's right across from Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by Third Eye Insight. you want to stay in shape, have a great time, call Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. I want to thank my good friends at Silo for pledging a donation to InnerSight and for posting the information on the day for Milton. We really appreciate that. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And if you're in Manhattan, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, you can see the story on Milton. Or you can catch it on Verizon Files, 35 in Manhattan. And RCN 84. Now, if you go to Manhattan Neighborhood Network .com, you can find the and you click in the Spirit Channel. Excuse me, the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, and you'll get the show 11 o'clock Wednesday night. So check it out. InnerSight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. And we're also brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary, who provides free food for dogs and cats, and medical when he's able to do it for the animals. 631-484-3085. 484-3085, 631, Nobody Starves on Long Island. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, and many, many more who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We salute the children, we honor them, and we urge you, go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight reminds you. All right, this is Matt of Glad Monday. And Lorraine, if you're listening, I'm going to have to get you on the three-way if you want to join in. I don't think Suzanne's going to be on tonight, so I can't work the board. But if you're on listening and you'd like to be, you know, on the show, give me a minute or so, hang up, and I'll get you on the three-way. And thank you. All right. InnerSight, Matt of Glad Monday. And I'll tell you one thing. I was glad that Biden came out with a sensible statement today. People who lost money in investments, trying to get the government to make up for it. Well, why should they? I mean, you know, you invest something at your own risk. It's like gambling. So, but I'll tell you another thing. Well, let me get Lorraine on the line first, and then I'll give you the other half of my comment. Stand by. InnerSight, stand by. All right, InnerSight, and welcome, Lorraine.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
Yeah, to the program. Matt of Glad Monday. I was talking about how these people who lost money want the government to make up for it, you know, and Biden refused to do it.
Right, oh boy.
You know, but, you know, these are private investors, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. If they would listen to InnerSight,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't lose money, because everybody needs housing and people have a right to be in their own home.
That's right.
Just get rid of these nursing homes and look at all the money you would save. You know, so these investors who invest in these nursing homes ought to turn around and start doing something that makes more sense. Help keep people in their own home. Pass a law so the agencies are allowed to raise money to help that and get rid of these horrible nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they would lose money that way.
No, they wouldn't.
Because everybody needs a place.
They do.
You know, and there's where the money comes in. You know, these people who own these nursing homes, if they were to invest and turn them into accessible housing, there would be no shortage of people who need housing, believe me.
No, they wouldn't. Everybody would be in their own home.
Yeah. So if they'd listen to Inner Sight, it would make more sense. Anyway, we did a show with Michelle tonight.
Oh, that's great.
It was a great, great show, and it was pretty emotional at times, but...
I can imagine so.
You know, we got through it, and she's such a wonderful, beautiful person.
Yes.
Michelle. She deserves all the help.
She does.
That she can get from these agencies, you know, who did her this horrible wrong.
They certainly did.
So we got, you know, the day for Milton coming up, May 19th. It's going to be a great, great celebration. And I want to thank all those who have expressed their support for Milton and a day for Milton. And I want to thank all those who will be doing so. I'm sure there'll be a lot more. I want to thank Mr. Baker for donating the hall.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, that's a big
it is.
Plus.
I was going to say the same. It was a big plus for that.
And they told me tonight on the show that he always loved Milton.
So a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
So as well, yes.
So, oh, by the way, if you're trying to call in, we apologize. We don't have a engineer tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What you could do is call the Inner Sight number, leave a comment or what you're mad or glad about, and we'll point it out tomorrow night. Or you could even call in tomorrow night and point it out yourself on the open mic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're without benefit of an engineer tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Hey, Lorraine, are you mad about something or glad about something?
Well, I don't have anything really to be mad about.
Well, that's good.
No, things seem like they're going pretty well in life. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
That's good. How many, you're a big animal lover, right?
Oh, yes, I am. A big, big animal lover.
How many animals do you have?
We have 8 cats and 2 dogs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get along?
Yes, they do for the most part, except for my cat, Oscar and Oliver. They don't get along too well, but we try to keep the peace between them.
Oscar? What is he?
Oscar is a tab. What is he? He is a tabby.
Oh.
He's, I had told somebody, I described him to the person. He told me, your cat is what they call a Chinese cat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is there such a thing? He says, yes, there is. I described him to him, and yes, he is. He's a little bit above your average domestic household cat, And I'm 5'2", just to give you an example, 5'2". When he stands on his hind legs, his paws, he comes a little bit above my knee. So that's pretty tall. Yeah, he's big.
Yeah, it's pretty tall for a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a huge head, a big snout, and his paws. Oh, my gosh. His paws, what can I see how big his paws are? Rather the size of, I can't even describe.
He's got big paws?
Yes, he has big paws. Yes, he has a big body. It's not that he's overweight or anything like that. No, he's just, those particular breed of cats are, because I've seen one before when we got here to the house, and the cat was part of the house that somebody let out the house.
What color is he?
He is orange. He's orange with a white spot underneath his belly.
Oh, that's a nice color.
Yes, his ear stands up with a little something on the tips of his ears and stripes on his tail.
So what does he do? He likes to bully the other cats?
He tries to bully the other cats. He tries. But what he does, he not only eats his food, he'll eat all the other cats' food up.
Oh, my God, what a pig.
Yep. And then Maddie, we got the new cat named Maddie. I mean, because all of our animals in the house are all rescued animals. We all rescued them from the street. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, hey, what happened? I thought you weren't going to be on.
I decided I would be. You know why? I'm addicted to Inner Sight. Baby, I'm addicted.
So are you able to work? Yeah, I'm on the host line.
That's fine. Leave her that way. That's fine. Yeah, I'm able to work.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I got Lorraine on the three-way.
Yeah, I know.
Lorraine, why don't you can hang up and call back if you want.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'll open your mic.
You'll be on the regular line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And after you let Lorraine in, get to do the Able News.
I was aiming for that.
See what happens with that.
Yeah.
Get that going.
OMG. All I have to say is OMG. It was really interesting trying to get that all done today. It was really interesting trying to get all that done today.
Well, you know, you do the best you can.
That's what
I do. That's all we can do. The main thing is to get the message out.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I got his picture.
That's the main thing.
I got his picture on there, which is really cool. He showed me how to do that.
You got the flyer up there?
Not yet. One thing at a time, Frank.
Oh, you didn't put the flyer up? I thought you said it was up.
No, it's the picture of him only.
The what?
You know, it's a picture of him only. With
you took a picture of the flyer. You didn't put it up?
He told me to email it to him, but then he ended up taking a picture on his own. I'm like, oh, great. So he took a picture on his own.
Yeah, but I wanted that picture up there. That means we don't have the damn thing up there. We're not going back.
Don't worry. I'll be going in, and we'll have it.
Yeah, but you don't have it. So how are you going to put it up there?
Mm.
It's very difficult. Tommy told me he saw the flyer on the screen. What were you telling me?
What I'm saying to you is all I have is Milton's picture.
Now how could he? How come he saw the flyer on the screen? He said he saw it.
Maybe Jay put it on. I don't know. We were having a lot of difficulty on that thing.
Who put
really
it on?
Really a lot. Jay, maybe. I don't know. If it was on the screen, yeah, Jay might have put it.
Yeah, he told me he saw it on the screen, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What's
I put a lot of stuff today. I was like, oh, my God. If I come home and sleep, don't mind me. I might be sleeping on the air. Oh, I'm so tired. I don't go out often. That's why I really need to.
You got to take better care of yourself. That's what it's all about. I let Lorraine in.
She is.
If she's on.
Yeah, she's on.
Inner Sight.
So what about these wrestling cats, I hear? What happened?
What about what?
The cats. She could talk.
Oh, I was talking about Oscar.
A new cat?
A big cat.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That must be nice.
Tried to dominate some of the other cats, you know.
Yeah, my baby boy, when I had my dog, did that. And my husband got on the floor and went on top of him. And then he stopped doing that. He never did it. He didn't hurt him or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, domination, you want domination? Here's your master. The dog never did it again, by the way.
All right, in a sight, Matt and Glenn, let's get the Able News up there.
Yep.
On inner sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, inner sight, man, a glad Monday, and you know, in listening to the business news, you gotta makes me wonder. A lot of these companies don't know how to handle the money, you know, going out of business and going down and not making a profit. You know, part of that, of course, is the economy, that people don't have money to spend. But another part could be they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Combination, I think.
So beware of all that stuff.
Yeah, no.
And beware of your friends, because one of the things that Michelle said tonight on the show, which I hadn't realized, that her and this trainer
were friends.
The woman who killed Milton.
Oh, wow.
Were friends.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard that.
That's very disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
To know that this person was a friend and did that horrible thing to her.
Oh, now I.
So you know.
Yeah.
You think you know people, but sometimes
really
you
don't.
Find out you really don't know them.
That's right. Oh
my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Beware.
Beware, that's right.
All right, in a sight, if you want to call in now, we got the board up there, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday, whatever you're mad about or glad about. Let's see, tomorrow night's open mic.
Yep, Wednesday.
You
got to
keep it clean, or you can talk about what you want. Wednesday is our nursing home show. Now, let's get the... We all, the title's always the same. Turn the nursing home into accessible housing. What's the theme?
I don't think we selected one for that yet, per se.
What?
Hold on, let me look.
I gave you a theme.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go and look at it now.
Let's see if we can find a theme on the nursing home.
Personal information given to a program should be confidential. That's what you said.
That's it. Very, very important and you know, very elementary. You would think it would be, but it's not.
It's not straightforward with these people.
You know, they talk about confidentiality and all that and these laws, HIPAA law and all that. Where is that when they want to put you in a nursing home? And they're using all this information that they've gathered on you to do it.
I think it stems from the hospital. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It should be confidential.
It should be, yep.
They should not be allowed to use that information. The only time they should be allowed to use it is if there's criminal activity involved.
Well, here's the weird thing. The insurance companies, I know this for a fact because I was in a nursing home, and they brought me to the office there, and it said, your insurance company does not want to share blah, 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 blah information, right? Anyhow, it was similar to what's going on now, so that's why I'm saying it. The thing that happened with me is that they wanted, you know, some personal information that would tie me to my insurance company who would then be able to give it out. I was like, what personal information are you talking about? And it's really what was given by the hospital. That's what I found out, at least.
Yeah,
now,
well,
the hospital gave them
all that stuff should not be able to be used against you in a
situation.
In a nursing home situation.
Right.
Things that you tell a doctor or a nurse or a social worker, you know, that should all be confidential. It shouldn't be
some of it
be
is
able to be used
to
put you into a place.
I think Lorraine wanted to say something, too.
Lorraine, what's up?
Now, what was I going to say? Nothing but my aunt.
Yeah,
my aunt had came back, but I'm not sure if she still is in the nursing home or if she's in the hospital. I'm not sure. She's not doing too well herself at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You lost contact with her?
Yeah, I tried to call her up the other day, and she wasn't answering her phone, but my sister got in contact with her.
Well,
they said that she was okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old a person is she?
My aunt, she has got to be at least about 65, something like that.
Oh, she's young.
Yes,
she's
she
not
is.
Not old.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. She's a young person.
Yeah.
Right.
Considering
and,
I'm
yeah, well,
10
it,
years away from that.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you...
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Okay. I had another theory about when we were talking about friends and Michelle, that they were friends. Well, I don't know. This is just far-fetched, but I'm thinking, okay, they were friends, and she knew the dog and everything. Sometimes we don't know what a person is thinking in their minds. They see this beautiful little dog here and taking such good care of Michelle like that. And sometimes people get in their minds that they're envious, that they wish that they possibly could have a little friend like that to be, you know, be like a, more than just an animal, be like a family member or someone, you know, an animal that really, really protects her. And sometimes people see that and they want the same things that you may have, although they're not going to show that, they're not going to say that. And so sometimes people get in their minds, that little evil head shows their way, and then and you know, all of a sudden because of that envious and jealousness, they just let the dog just stay, didn't have a care. And they knew, that person knew that dog was in the back of that van. They knew that.
Yeah.
They definitely knew that. They did
that,
from my perspective, they did that purposely. Because of that reason, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we know it was purposely. We don't know why
it was purposely.
Did it,
that
but sometimes,
really
like
good.
I said, we don't know what people are thinking in their. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
We don't know what people are thinking in their minds at that time.
That's right.
You don't know what they're thinking.
A lot of times,
sadly,
you don't
that's
know.
True.
Yeah. Your closest friends that you know for years can have that little small enviousness of you, you know, and it's like.
Well, that's just another reason why there should be a law. You know, the head of training should have been responsible enough to say, "Listen, I'm responsible to know that dog is safe. Where's Milton?" You know,
exactly.
If you had a law, and the guy and the person knew that they were going to get in big trouble.
Yes.
They'd be more inclined
even get it.
To be accountable.
You know what bothers me, Frank?
What it is.
She probably didn't think that she was going to get as much in trouble for that.
Astute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they wanted it that way. That's what I think the school itself, just because I have a gut feeling, a gut-wrenching feeling, I should say, that was happening that way, you know?
Yes.
That's
well,
the thing that really bothers
me. Excuse me. These schools know that there's no regulation.
That's
there's
right.
no accountability, you know? So
Right.
What was it Michelle said tonight? They were too busy to try, to find out what happened, where Milton is.
To me,
they were too busy.
An answer.
You know?
That's not good enough. Mm-mm.
That's not
they
good
they
enough
were busy.
For me. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I don't feel that it is good enough.
Mm-mm.
Of course it's not good enough. Nothing's good enough. Milton's dead.
That's right.
How could anything
kept their
be
mouth
good
shut. They kept,
so,
she kept her mouth shut on the whereabouts of that dog. She
yep.
did.
That is really a shame. That dog was a beautiful dog.
I can imagine so. And friendly and beautiful and, yep, a family member.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't forget Friday night, the funnies. We'll have some fun around here.
Mm-hmm.
831 New York. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call it up.
I'm glad. I'm
what?
Glad that we got to do a show with Michelle and her husband and also just with Michelle. Let me tell you, I was so happy to see her opening up a little bit. It felt good. It really did.
Yeah, we're going to do, if I can hook up this phone, we're going to do a couple of YouTubes a week.
Good.
And put it out there. And,
really
get, let people know about this day for Milton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. I think YouTube's a really good platform for that.
They are.
Yeah, you will have no problem with that. Except for the phone that you're ready to use. I don't know how good the phone is, but, you know.
Well, that's why I'm going to buy the phone where the store will help me. I'll just go right in there and they'll
that's great.
Put it up. All right, in a sight. Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, and give me a count.
Yeah, hold on. I'll get to this.
See what we got. How we doing?
I just had to go to the other page. Give me one.
118,000. I know that. What's
let's
the
see. Okay. Let's see what you guess. Ooh, very good. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's very good. You want to know how much it is? 119,305.
All right, we went over 100 and we're headed for 120,000.
Yes, we are.
So I think those tweets are helping.
Yeah, they do.
Yes,
they really help.
Send out one more tomorrow.
Wow, 300 people on the 11th, Frank.
The 11th?
Was that, wasn't that our Friday Night Follies?
11,
I think they were.
I think it was.
Today is the 13th.
No, the 11th was Saturday, wasn't it?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday? Who was on Saturday? And then there's the 12th. Well, you got to also take into consideration that, this tallies up from the last show that we had. So this tally might have not, they just kept it going. They liked it a lot so much.
Well, maybe
they
listened on Saturday. People can listen.
That's it. That's what I was thinking. Yep. You took the words out of my mouth.
You never know.
Yeah.
But no matter
that's
what day it is, it's growing.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
inner sight is growing.
All right. It is.
Number three.
And that is
in the world. Before you know it, we'll be number one.
Yes.
There you go. I hope so.
I do too.
I want it to be.
So do I.
Right?
All right. Anyone who'd like
we'll
to be on the
too.
Show, anyone who wants to be on the program, send us an email without an attachment. I got an email from a woman, can't think of her name right now, but she has represent some disabled guest who started some kind of a company, I don't know. But she sent me an email with an attachment.
Oh, gosh.
I sent her my phone number. I don't know if she can open my email. I certainly can't read hers. So, if you're listening, I think her name was Sandy or something.
Oh,
send me an email without an attachment. And we'll try to hook your client up.
Yeah. It usually comes from the logo that's on the email, or like basically that's as simple as it gets. And then they leave the logo while they're typing stuff. They don't realize that that also interferes with, you know, it feels like as if it's coming through. It's the logo on the person's email, you know.
Well, no matter what it is, they got to adjust. If they want
to
communicate with us, they got to
adjust it. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Adjust the whole thing.
What they should do is not include the logo. Just take it right off for now until they can
just
agree with, you know.
Send me a plain, ordinary email.
Yeah,
people do it. People do.
Oh, yeah. Because the way I write it and you write it down and you say, listen, don't, you know, do it this way, do it this way, you know.
All right, insight@pmpmail.com without attachments. If you want to be a guest on the show, or if you have anything for us to know about, you know, and got an email from one guy wants to sell me a list.
What?
What am I going to do with that? I don't want to buy a list.
Mm-mm. I don't
think they sell,
do that.
People sell these lists, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't. Mm-mm. You know, that, I guess that's all right if you got money to spare, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have that.
We don't have that. Plus, no, sometimes people try to fool you, and they want you to get a list as well, and then you're on another list, and then all of a sudden your privacy is gone. Completely gone.
Well,
so
you gotta be
careful
with all these
scammers
and all that stuff.
That's it.
I like the one where every once in a while I get an email from some foreign person in another country.
What do they say?
Sometimes it's a woman, you know. And I'm always suspicious when it starts out, "My dearest darling." My husband has passed away, and because of complications, I cannot get his fortune that he left me of $5 billion. Therefore, I am writing to you in the United States of America. I need what did she say it was? I need a party who is an American citizen to disband the fund. Yeah, right.
That's a spam.
That is true.
Big time
yeah.
spam.
I wrote her a nice letter. I said,
what'd you say?
I said, what's the matter with you, you stupid idiot? What did he die from? Looking at you? Get out of here.
Oh, boy. That was low.
Wow.
She never got it. Come on.
She never got it. Somebody on a desk got it, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah.
No, they can't open my... I got a thing back. Undeliverable.
Okay.
Demon.
Ah, okay.
See, you delivered it to like a almost like a switchboard thing
right.
for emails. I have to explain it rather simply.
Stupid people, man.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to do the follies on that one night.
Yeah, we should. This folly.
Yeah.
Emails.
With it.
Make fun
It'll
of
be
that.
Fun.
You know?
Yeah.
People who will deceive you through emails.
Yeah.
You have crooked solicitors that are trying to take your money and just trick you of it.
Yeah, and you're the one sitting there with nothing.
See,
and they're the one having the whole
you.
Thing in their pocket. Uh-uh.
Yes.
It ain't happening my way, I hope.
All right. In connection with the day for Milton, we need a volunteer who will help us get some invitations out to about half a dozen politicians. So anybody out there who would like to help us with that, we greatly appreciate it. You know, it's just a question of getting their scheduling person and send them an email.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
So anybody wants to help with that, please call in a site.
Yes.
Send us an email without an attachment. All right.
That would be great.
In a site.
Get some help.
And what else? Oh, I want to thank the ice lip cleaners for their help to Inner Sight.
Right.
And who else we got? I think I covered everybody else. All right. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my good friends in Manhattan, Roth and Roth, attorneys, 212-425-1020, Roth and Roth. And we remember David's mom, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. Now, don't forget 9:30 Thursday night. Local is the Inner Sight show. And either this week or next, we'll have the new show. I have to check and see what if they can get it on this week. If not, it'll be for sure next week. And, of course, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, channel 1997, or the Spirit Channel, channel 3.
How do you want...
MNN.org. What?
I'd like to ask a question. How would you like me to put up stuff on YouTube? Do you want to do that for this period, right, during this time? To me, it's been on
put up
forever.
That picture. Put up Milton's flyer.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that. I have it.
You can tweet that, too.
Yeah, I can. I'll do that.
Well, that might be too long. I don't know. But...
We'll see.
But you can put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I can. But we're going to be on different channels. I want to get the same channel so we all, you know, representing the same thing.
Well, let me find out. Tom's supposed to let me know what channel they have.
Okay, sounds good.
They're putting up the show, so let me find out where that is, and then we
okay. The only thing that I'm so worried about, we have momentum here. And I want to make sure that that momentum's not lost. So we might have to, for a little while, do two types of shows. One for social media, which is Yahoo and TikTok. And the other is just to make sure our show continues on blog while we do this. So we share it with blog. We could do that, too.
Well, hold on. What do you mean two types of shows? I don't understand what you mean by that.
What I mean by it is that if you have the momentum in one location, which is at blogtalkradio.com, you would want to continue with blogtalkradio.com and not, you know, you have a lot of momentum going here.
Well, what we want to do is promote the day for Milton.
That sounds great.
That's the only
extra, yeah.
Thing right now that we want to promote.
Right.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
I mean, event-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it up.
We'll have
to
talk about it off air and see what we can do.
Get that flyer.
Yeah.
Picture that you took and start putting that up all over.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You should put it up every week.
Do you want it on electronic media, or do you want me to physically go to these places?
All over?
All right, I'll need some help, though.
Yeah.
I'll need some help, though. You know? We could do it together with people. I could have
wherever
a group with me.
Wherever you can do it.
Whenever I go, yeah, that'd be great.
So,
okay, that works for me.
I mean, the easiest way is to put it up on Facebook and all that. But
yeah, I'm going to do that. And Twitter and all that.
Yeah.
I have ideas in my head.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
Oh, and send it to Lorraine.
Oh, of course. You get there first. Lorraine and I will probably be sharing a lot of. Yes, you do. You do get it first.
Send it to Lorraine. Let's see if maybe, you know, you folks can put it up.
Yeah. We'll
okay.
work on it together, Lorraine. Okay.
Yeah.
I think
send
it's
it
a good
all
idea.
Over.
What?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably
I might
kick
your brain. I
blast.
Might kick your brain. Oh,
wait
I'm sorry.
A minute. Wait. Lorraine, what were you saying?
I would say I could probably have my children put it on blast to all of my friends.
Oh, great.
My friends, yeah.
Yeah, wherever you
that
can put
good.
It.
Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and they say there's supposed to be some kind of a storm tomorrow, I don't know.
It was freezing today when I was waiting for the
be
bus.
Be careful for that.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, boy.
8:47, New York. Man of Glad Monday.
Yay.
And
shoot.
I'm very happy that Michelle met my dog today.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she knows a little more about what the Akita is like, what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's calm. I like that. She calms me down whenever I see her. She's such a beautiful dog. Not only, you know, it's inside. You can feel inside that part. I mean, I really
all
like
that love
to be honest. Yeah.
They give you.
Yeah. I need a dog badly. But I'm going to wait till after Milton's thing, and then I'm going to have Frank help me.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing
all
I'm
right.
waiting for now.
We invite people to be a part of Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all volunteers.
Yeah,
we don't get
don't
paid.
Nope.
And our goal is to make everything and anything accessible.
That's true. My heart gets paid by all the beautiful people wanting to help. It does, big time.
Yes.
Yep.
That does fill your heart up. It does.
It does, yeah.
You
know, imagine.
A big smile on your face, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really, you know, disheartening when somebody does something to somebody else also, and it really, that's the one thing that infuriates me. But I don't, you know, I have to continue, you know, with what we have and what we're doing. But it hurts. You know, when I was listening to Michelle, I could feel the heartbreak in her. She just lost a beautiful family member, I think, you know?
Yeah. I know.
To me, I'd feel that way.
Where she's coming from, believe me.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know you know.
All right, so let's see. Tomorrow night will be open mic.
Definitely.
Wednesday night will be our nursing home show, and we urge anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home or who is trying to help someone to stay out of a nursing home to listen to our show and give us a call.
Definitely.
On Wednesday night. We'd be happy to help in any way we can.
We still need a heading, or actually a title for Thursday. I don't think we have one. If we do, let me know.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't think we do.
No, I don't think we have one for Thursday yet.
Exactly.
But I would like to encourage people who listen to this show, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We need people who are going to start doing more.
Right.
You know. Now, this event coming up, you know, the day for Milton, of course, that's in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone's welcome to come to that.
Yeah, they really are.
You know, who's
no,
not
course.
Hostile, that is.
Mm.
So, we have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, we do.
And it's good. But we need more people who are going to take action, start doing things.
That's right.
You know? That's the only way the system is going to change.
That's true.
You know, help us spread the word. Put the flyer up about Milton, the day for Milton.
I'm going to head towards I have to go and pick up something, our CVS and also the Stop and Shop. I'm going to try and get it on both of those, and then different vendors on the street. You know, they have the, you know, different restaurants and stuff in Farmingdale. So I'm going to try to get it on each and every one if I can.
Well, you
got to
ask them if they'll put it up on their website.
That too. It's going to be a double whammy. Yeah. To
me,
it's
important.
That's the way
to go with that. Everybody uses the internet.
Yeah, the internet. Yeah.
Put it up there.
I'll be doing that, too. I don't mind putting things up as long as I have them, you know?
I want to thank all the people who have been taking pictures of my dog with the flyer on her harness and posting it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good way to get the word out.
Definitely.
People look at her all the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had the picture, and so did Jay. Maybe Jay is going to put it up somewhere. I don't know. That's why he wanted to take a picture in addition to my picture.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll try to
distribute
it around.
I hope so. It'd be good. It'd help us out immensely.
All right, in a sight. And Lorraine, where are you going to be on the chat? Are you going to be on the chat?
Yeah, tonight at 10 p.m. on another one, because I'm doing a party up there.
A party?
I'm DJing up there. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you want to tell people where you're going to be?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, I want to hear you.
Well, I am also is a chat line DJ for party lines and conference rooms. And tonight I'm doing one on 712-831-9407 in room one on Home Away from Home.
Home
That's where I'm going to be at tonight. And nine, it will be from 10 p.m. to 12. Glad that's
oh,
name,
nice.
You know, in it.
Can you repeat
so
the
Hold on. 712. What's the rest of it?
831. Yes. 9407.
All right.
Yes.
So if you want to hear...
831. I'm sorry. Continue.
Miss Lorraine, tune her in. Did you get the number?
712-831-9407?
Yes, in room one.
Room one?
Of this party line chat room. It's called Home Away From Home. I'm going to be there
home
tonight
home. Okay.
at 10 p.m.
Okay.
And Frank, tomorrow night, Johnny from the 4842, there's going to be someone in room five tomorrow night.
A casual chat in room five.
Yeah. It's
and what's the
phone
number for that?
That is 712-432-4842, room five.
4842, and it's room five.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that will start, I think he says, about 9 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Room five.
Okay. Something different.
Yes.
I never did chat lines like that.
Mm-hmm. They're very different. I mean,
yeah.
Way back when in the 90s and 80s, they had them. I used to hear them, but I never called them.
Yeah.
And someone introduced me to them.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, it's
a good
thing.
Fun. They could be funny, you know.
They can be funny.
Some weird people on there.
Yeah.
You just have to be strange, you know. Yeah, right?
Yes. I mean, it's a good way that if you don't have, you know, any family or you have any close-knit friends, you call up, you talk to people on it.
Yeah.
That's what I view
it as.
Well,
my biggest thing is, lately, one of my cousins came up to me and said to me, oh, your phone book on your thing only has doctors and this and that. Straighten it up. So now I got to cut off all the doctors. They're not allowed to be on my phone list, I guess. And that's it. She said,
cut them off more, not just in your phone book. Cut them out of your life.
That's exactly what she said. We stopped the phone book. And then after that, we stop, you know, what is going on in your life, the pills. That's got to take time. You know who told me it's going
to
take a lot of time?
Doesn't she have doctors, too?
Yeah, she does.
Huh?
Yeah, she has a lot of doctors in hers, but they're more friends.
What are you talking about, you?
Than their doctors.
And that's what I say.
Same as you.
Huh? Yeah. I know.
I like these people who are hypocritical.
I don't go to doctors too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to doctors unless I really have to and I'm dying.
That's
and
it.
Going into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I call a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty bad this past time when I went in. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah, I try to take care of myself as much as possible as I can to stay
still
out of doctors and hospitals.
Yep.
All right, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night on the open mic. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And once again, we're headed for 120,000 listeners.
I hope so.
We appreciate
Yeah.
all our friends listening to the show. Inner Sight.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night,
everyone.
Everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Enjoy your evening.
You
all right.
Too, sweetheart.
Okay.
Take care.
Hello? That's a nice deal.